me start here just with five games in the book. What do you feel like you know about your group, about this offense now that maybe you didn't when the season started?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at these games, and, I mean, you guys are having heart attacks watching them. I mean, but it's a resilient group, man, and we're battle-tested through five games. Some of these situations that have come up might not come up in the next 10 years, but we've been through a lot of different situations. Situational football, obviously winning those three games in the last minute was really cool for those guys to accomplish. I think we've, you know, you look at the Pittsburgh game and it feels like it's almost 2 or 3 years ago, and everybody's grown, and shoot, including myself, in terms of just what these guys are, you know, capable of doing, and we're piecing it all together. I think you see Kirk and the, you know, skill guys starting to come together, obviously, last week. So it's great to see, man. You love the guys. Like, all these guys care about is how we're going to win the football game. Doesn't matter if we run it 50 times, we throw it 50 times. They're all in for whatever we're trying to do. So, really special group of guys, but I would say, man, we are battle tested through 5 weeks as you could get.
That was going to be my question. You said it in that answer, right, Zach? Was how about you? How have you gotten familiar with your personnel as far as this guy does this well? We line him up over here. He does this better on this side than on that side. How have you gotten more comfortable with these guys as far as when you're play calling?
Yeah, I think that it's a great question, because you have an idea, you know, in the off season, and you have a vision for how it's going to come together, and you have a vision for how things are playing out in training camp against your own defense. And then obviously you're playing completely different defenses every single week. And so you're adjusting and adapting and, you know, tailoring things to fit your guys. And so it's been, you know, a process. We've got a great group of coaches that have a great, you know, feel for each of their guys. And so it's been a good collaboration, just making sure we're trying to do everything we can in our power as coaches to set these guys up to go play. So definitely have learned a ton over the past, you know, really 6 months. And you look at training camp, it feels completely different to now, just like, you know, I mentioned the Steeler game to now, and even the Philly game to now. So we're all learning each week about each other, and it's been a cool process.
How does your experience as the play caller, the offensive coordinator, change? How is it different on a night like Thursday, where you guys are running 81 plays and the pass game's going the way that it is, and you have the ball as much as you do, versus maybe the game against Pittsburgh or one of the other games where you didn't possess the ball quite as much? Just like you as an offensive coordinator, what is that game experience like for you in those differing games?
It's certainly a lot more fun. You know, we have all these plays sure, on the call sure. sheet for a reason. You're hoping to, you know, you're hoping to get these plays that you have on the call sheet off. And so, like you guys mentioned, just didn't have a ton of plays those first handful of weeks. And so to be efficient like we were on early downs, and then, you know, convert some third downs to stay on the grass, obviously is huge for, like you said, just more plays equals more production, more points, all those things combined together. So, it's a lot more comforting knowing that we're spending all this time trying to put a plan together, and we actually get the plays run that we're hoping to get run. So definitely feels a lot better when we're more efficient and get more plays off.
Zach, I don't know if you can answer this question, but when you talk about personnel groupers and everything, like 11, 12, 21, everything like that, what do you have an idea how you want the base of this offense to be, or it just matters about the situation that you're in?
Yeah, I think it is week to week. You know, we've you know, been a little bit more heavy 11 personnel just based on the opponents we've been playing as of late. And so, but that's going to be continued to talk about, you know, the rest of the season. How much do we want to be in 12? How much do we want to be in 13 personnel? How much do we want to be in 20? You know, all the different personnel groupings that we're trying to get going, knowing that we can't just live in 11 every single snap, right. But that's kind of the matchup that we've seen the past few weeks. So, we'll continue to tailor and evolve throughout the season, knowing that, shoot, defenses are, you know, they're really good at trying to get your tendencies. So we got to make sure that we are countering those.
Is there one that you're most comfortable calling plays out of?
You know, not really. The you know, obviously being with Sean and in with the Rams for the past 5 years, we were heavy 11. So I know, you know, the structures of the defense, you know, seeing through that lens. But as I got here and we were, you know, a little bit more 12 with Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts, and we got Ross Dwelly, who's a really good tight end. And so I got more comfortable, I guess, once I got here with, you know, the 12 personnel stuff and those types of things. So as of right now, it's pretty balanced. We've just been, you know, a little bit heavier 11, like I said, the past few weeks. Mm-hmm.
Gotta love 12 personnel.
It's because you play tight end.
Yeah, but
you're a tight end.
Gotta love 12
personnel. Oh, you and the tight ends, man. Every single week, they look at the call sheet. They're like, where is it?
Yes, so, every week.
Maybe we'll get you guys going here soon.
Hey, Zach, how do you balance out the carries with your two backs? I mean, obviously, you know, they're two different styles and all those different things. And we saw, not this Thursday game, but the Sunday game where, you know, Tyler has it going. And you keep him in there running. How do you try to balance out that situation with them?
Yeah, you know, I think our running back coach does a great job, Michael Petrie, and he's got a great relationship with those guys. And, you know, we have our thoughts going into the game, and then you're feeling out the flow of the game, and he's got a great feel for it. And say, hey, we're going to roll with Tyler on this. You know, he's seeing things real well right now, and you're like, shoot, hey, I trust you. Let's do it. So certainly Bijan has his package of plays that we for sure want him in on, and knowing that Tyler can really do everything as well. So. It's a cool balance between those guys. Obviously, it's a great problem to have. But like I said, Michael Petrie, our running back coach, does a great job just feeling that flow within the game and how the guys are playing.
Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coming off back-to-back wins, looking to make it three in a row against Carolina on Sunday. Last week, we got a chance to talk to Raheem on Wednesday, the day before the game. And we asked him if there's one thing that you guys can improve that will lead to sort of everything else improving, what would it be? And he said time of possession. And then you guys did that. You absolutely did it on Thursday. What would you like to improve most this Sunday on offense?
I would say just the overall execution, and, you know, we'd love to minimize some of the penalties. We're putting ourselves in some tough spots, first and 20s, where, you know, those are hard to overcome. And so there is a lot to clean up, even from the other night. You look at obviously the production was what it was with those guys, but, man, we left a ton of plays out there, even on a night like that. So things can definitely be tightened up execution-wise. I know I can make some better calls to put these guys in better spots, but overall, football is football. It's always going to come down to the details, the fundamentals, techniques, and just overall execution of that play that's called. So we're looking to clean up all those things.
Zach, what kind of challenges or whatever does Carolina do that you're going to have to work on this week? I mean, you only got two more work days, but as you get ready to go up to Carolina.
Yeah, you know, they do a great job. I worked with Ajiro Evero with the Rams, their defensive coordinator. No, Jonathan Cooley, their defensive pass game coordinator. Super bright guy, really smart guys. And so know that they know defensive football. They know, you know, our offense, you know, from time in L.A., we're, you know, a little bit different now. But knowing that those guys are putting together a good plan, and we got to make sure that we have the counters of what we've put on tape so far. So it'll be a good chess match. They got good players across the field there, good secondary. I know they've been a little bit banged up, but, shoot, it's an NFL game. And you know you're going to get everybody's best every single Sunday. So we got to be ready to roll. But definitely expecting a good challenge, knowing, you know, the defensive coaches that they have on that side of the ball, as well as the players they got going.
I'm sure you're tired of being asked about this, but we haven't had a chance to ask you about it yet, and we're asking about it coming off of a really good performance, so it's more positive. What led to Kyle Pitts being more productive on Thursday night?
You know, I think for Kyle, it's just always going to be about the details and being in the right spot at the right time and the quarterback trusting where he's going to be. There was really nothing different in the game plan, whether he was, you know, the primary or catching a backside route. The faster that he can play, the more decisive he can play, the more detailed he can play, he's going to get the ball within the flow of the offense. I thought that was a great illustration the other night. There might not have been calls that were to him, and Kirk is such a good quarterback at reading coverage, and, you know, wherever the coverage takes the read, he's going to do it. And so, you know, fortunately it worked out for Kyle to catch a big one early in that game based on what the coverage they played, and then he had, you know, had some big time catches all throughout the night. So Kirk will find you if you do your job and you're in the right spot, man. And we got an extra click for him to progress through. He'll definitely find you. So just continue to harp on the details with Kyle and being in the right spot all the time.
Last one, Zach, and I wanted to go back to your quarterback, because we were talking about this before we got you on, as far as the offense itself, because it was that, you know, Kirk's been in this offense and everything like that, and it's all versions of it, but it's pretty much the base, you know, the base calls are the base calls. Is this any different? Is it any different learning from him than from a previous place with Kevin O'Connell and Kyle in Washington? Is there any difference as far as the learning curve?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you ask him, it is different. There's, you know, certainly the staple concepts and, you know, the formations and how we call plays and the rhythm of how we call it and who's playing what position. But if you were to ask him, I don't know what the exact percent would be, but it was probably 60% carryover from Minnesota. with about 40% new, rough estimate. But there's definitely enough where he's still, you know, learning and getting a grasp for things, because things inevitably from when O'Connell left, you know, us with the Rams in after the 21 season, you know, that's two full years of, you know, kind of evolving and changing and tweaking things that that we did in L.A. So inevitably, you're always trying to stay ahead with everything, and you're constantly evolving. So that's where some of those things that, you know, didn't get to Minnesota, but now we're kind of, you know, catching him up here, and he's doing a great job.
Oh, man.
Hey, Zach, happy belated birthday, by the way. You get anything good?
Hey, appreciate it. No, absolutely not. My wife got me nothing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I think she forgot it was my birthday. So. Oh,
damn. 38. 38's not really like a major, you know, it's not like a milestone.
No, it's like, it absolutely. All of them from here on out just kind of are whatever.
Well,
so.
You guys, you haven't lost since your birthday. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, shoot, when you put it like that, absolutely.
Winning streak. Zach, we appreciate
the time. Appreciate it,
Thank
Zach,
you.
Man. Take care, brother.
All right, fellas. See you guys.